You're listening to SBS News.
When Damien Syrard was 12 years old, he was amazed when Circus Royale came to his Western Australia town of Rockingham. He marvelled over the acrobats and jugglers, promising himself that one day he too would be part of something he describes as magical. And 13 years ago, his vision came true when he purchased that very same circus and became its ringmaster.
I fell in love with the idea of being in this sort of community and just love the idea of the lifestyle.
The circus has travelled across the country, visiting an average of 50 towns over a 48-week period each year. Mr. Syrard's dream of running away with the circus had come true. But then the COVID-19 pandemic hit and overnight, he had to cancel 52 shows across two towns. The Western Australia company and its crew have been trapped in Victoria since March. Border restrictions have meant returning home is impossible at the moment.
Several attempts have all been sort of denied by the Western Australia government. And basically we've just been staying here in Bayswater and sort of making do.
Mr. Syrard spends around $10,000 a week of his own money to keep up with ongoing bills, including rent and car registrations. His foreign employees need support because they are unable to benefit from government schemes due to visa restrictions. But for this circus, the show must go on, and a GoFundMe page has raised over $10,000.
It's really overwhelming, the support we've had, not just through the GoFundMe campaign, but even just the locals in general.
His business is not the only one turning to crowdfunding. Nicola Britton from GoFundMe says the website has had more than $1.5 million raised nationally in support of small businesses, with more than half of that being in Victoria.
So since March, we've seen a spike in GoFundMe campaigns relating to COVID-19, and one of the top trends is small businesses turning to GoFundMe to fundraise to sustain their business. In Victoria, we've actually seen several peaks of fundraising relating to small business fundraising. Since March, we've seen 200 businesses start GoFundMe campaigns. They've raised over $800,000 to sustain themselves.
Next week's federal budget will introduce a raft of measures, including tax breaks and cuts to red tape for thousands of businesses. It's welcome news for many, with a recent survey finding these measures sit among the top of the wish list for recovery support. According to the software company Xero, 22% of small businesses want to see more tax incentives for research and development. One in five want red tape reduced, while 29% hope to see incentives to start new businesses. Xero's small business advocate Angus Capel explains what this may look like.
Incentives for small business that might look like a assistance package from their trusted advisors, or a smoother way to start a small business in completely digital channels.
He also said small businesses are hoping for financial relief.
The top of the small business wish list for the budget to be handed down on Tuesday is incentives for new small businesses, support for entrepreneurs to grow their networks and experience, and research and development tax incentives.
Peter Strong from the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia is hoping for tailored support on Tuesday.
Where are the tax cuts going to be? Which industries will be impacted? What are they going to do for tourism? What are they going to do for hospitality? How are we going to make sure that those areas where there's lots of jobs are supported?
Brooke Fryer, SBS News.